There we go.
To another episode of Not Another Freaking Podcast. I am your host, PBS's greatest promoter in all of professional wrestling, the Clash at Carpet City promoter, Tiwa.
And I am your Clash at Carpet City promoter. I'm in my pretty girl era, and I just don't care. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I'm Will Diamond.
We'll get to that later, Jake. I see your face of, like, what the fuck? We'll get to that later.
All right. I'm your other host, Jake, and I think that shit just kicked in, Silent Bob.
Yeah, and I fucked up the intro because, you know, I'm Shane Daniels.
And you wanted to be the captain.
I know. I'm usually pretty good about that, not fucking up the intro like everybody, but...
Way to Jamie that intro.
I know, right? So we're back with another episode. And anyways, we're going to talk about some exciting stuff this week came out. Final Fantasy VII Remix. What the fuck?
It is I, the host of the Secret Smart Show, Richard Jenkins. With me, as always, is most of my house band, the Not Another Freaking Wrestling Podcast. How are you guys doing tonight?
That podcast doesn't exist.
I hate you so much, Jenkins.
I really do hate you very, very much. We're going to talk about Final Fantasy Remixed or whatever came out this week.
Okay, you know, usually a late night host has way more engaging banter with their bandmates than this, so y'all really need to like watch some like old David Letterman or something, so that way you know how this works. So. Y'all are disappointing me on every level.
I'm sorry, but you're no Questlove, and I'm not going to fucking help you out, bud.
And 6 p.m. is not that late.
Yeah.
It is for some people. I got to wake up early.
Well, what do you got to do in the morning?
Yeah, you don't have a job.
OnlyFans is a job.
Why do you have to do it that early?
Because that's when the light looks best on my feety pics.
Wouldn't you just go to Feet Finder and do all that?
Please don't egg it on. Please don't egg it on. No. This is awful.
But no, I know you guys have missed me. I have been away on a European excursion for the past couple of weeks. And honestly, it has been delightful. Let me regale y'all with some tales of my time over.
Can I stop you there? Honestly, I didn't even know you were gone.
Weren't you here last week?
Yeah.
Pretty sure you were gone. Or here. Where are you going?
We do this.
You were literally here last week.
I can do this from anywhere. It's Skype. You think they don't have internet in Europe?
Well, they are a third world country, so.
It's a continent, Shane.
Public school system at its finest.
But I also assume you weren't actually in Europe because you're Richard Jenkins.
No, I actually. Well, I have pictures and everything. It was a
Photoshop exists.
Yeah.
I don't know how Photoshop works, okay?
Asked me to Photoshop you into pictures. You messaged me, and you were like, hey, can you Photoshop me in front of this place? And I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, first of all, that's because I didn't go to all the places that I wanted to. Some things took up more time, but I'd already told people I was going to go to those places, and so that's why I did that. So I didn't want to be a liar.
Hmm. So me photoshopping pictures of you in front of places that you actually didn't go is not you lying.
But there's other pictures of me actually at places that I did go to.
So did you go to Stonehenge or not?
Did not. No. So I went to Germany, Poland, Belgium, Luxembourg, and Ireland. Or Scotland. It was fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah. So no, Germany is lovely. They have castles just all over the place. Is lousy with castles, I'll be honest.
Lousy with castles?
Just all over. They're just filled with it. It's just.
Why do you describe it like it's an infestation, like they have a rat problem?
Do you know how many castles they have there?
Bugs.
Honestly, it was a bit annoying by the time I was done. Like, it's like, there's another thing that's nearly 1,000 years old that stood the test of time and was culturally and historically significant. Like, we get it. Come on, guys. Do you not know what we have in America? We have a Waffle House that's been around for 60 years. And it's across the street from another Waffle House that's been around for 50 years. Like, that's way cooler than your stupid castles.
And, I mean, you're not.
Instead of castles, we also have Dollar Generals everywhere. So those are kind of like castles.
Yeah.
Wrong. So, we don't have them everywhere.
We have them every 3 miles, roughly.
We literally have them in every bad neighborhood in America. What are you talking about?
People live.
If you go to the area where Jake and I live, there's probably a Dollar General probably within 3 miles of each other.
I will not. Every time I've gone to where Jake lives, it feels like I'm driving out to the ranch from Men in Black 1. And then just all of the sudden, there is like tucked away in a corner that doesn't really exist. There's just suddenly like, and bam, there's apartments.
That's true. That is that part of town or part of the country for y'all.
Did you do anything else fun on your questionable vacation?
Went to Auschwitz.
You said that with way too much gusto.
Yeah, you are like too enthusiastic about that.
No, like it's like a really important place. Like there's a gift shop right outside of Birkenau. That's the actual camp part, and it's great because I could buy magnets, which some of them were like real tasteful. It was like never again or we'll always remember that kind of stuff. And then there were other ones that had like that looked like postcards that just said German death camp across them. You know, it's like a nice little magnet for your fridge. Also in the same gift shop, there was a Fortnite backpack. I have pictures of that. I will send those to y'all.
There's Fortnite merchandise in the Auschwitz gift shop.
Yeah, so like literally, like it's right where the backpacks are. It's like less than 2 feet away from the window that you can look out of and see the concentration camp.
There's Holocaust merch, though. Okay.
So, I will say, so it's mostly tasteful stuff. The stuff that's actually Holocaust and concentration camp, mostly tasteful, mostly. Like, there's a lot of books. There's, like, you know, very, very subtle, like, trinkets and things that are, like, you know, remembrance pins and things of that nature. But then there are just the random things also thrown in there, I guess, because they figured it'd be a huge bummer. So there was like a collection of socks. I bought a pair of socks.
Did they say Auschwitz on them?
No. They were just about the history of Poland. So they had
what?
They had tartan warriors on them. Because Auschwitz is in Poland, actually.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's right across the border. So it was about 10 hours from where I was staying.
Well, it sounds like you've had a lovely European excursion.
I still don't believe you actually went there.
I have a selfie of me in front of Auschwitz.
You
just admitted to having Shane edit pictures for you.
No, not this one. Like it's cutesy. Like I'm doing a fun little pose. I did a TikTok dance challenge there. If y'all go to my TikTok for it.
Yeah, for
the
record,
just for the. I know I have the reputation of being a bit of a scoundrel, but I did not do that. Like, for the record, being there, super depressing, surprisingly. Who would have thought? There was a couple things that bothered me when I was there outside of, like, the historical stuff. There was one couple that was walking around holding hands the entire time. Like, it was like a little – like, they were just strolling through a park on a date. Did not like that. Also people had carved into the walls and the actual barracks and for where the prisoners were, they had put like, you know, RB and SL and then put it inside of a heart.
Nothing more romantic than carving your name into the bunk wall at Auschwitz. That's how you know your love is built to stand the test of time. What the fuck?
Yeah, I have no idea who was like, you know what, baby, let's commemorate this trip. And it's not even like they drew it on there. Like, they literally had to carve it into the plaster. So, like, it took a moment or two for them to do this. Like, they could have stopped at any point. And they were like, now we're finishing this bitch. We're putting a heart around it, too. Again, I have pictures of that. I'll send it to y'all so you can see just the insanity of it.
I'm just trying to process the mental image of just mid-tour being like, man, look at all the horrors and tragedies that occurred here. I fucking love my girlfriend.
But isn't there like a bridge out there too that you can put a lock on and fucking put your names on?
Yeah, there's
shit?
One of those near Dalton State. That's
no,
not
no.
special.
But they did not have that there. Luckily I did not see any on the fence surrounding the camp, because that would have been pretty bad, pretty poor taste. That would have been probably worse taste than the Fortnite backpack in the gift shop. So there was that. So that was the first part of the trip. That took a while because a long drive, and that's kind of a full day. But went to Belgium, went and visited Bruges. Which, have y'all seen the movie In Bruges?
No.
I think
that's a real movie.
It's not real. It's delightful. It's a really dark comedy. But it's lovely. Bruges is basically like a fancy version of New Orleans. There's this gorgeous, it almost looks like a cathedral-like building. Three stories. It's clearly been around for like 600 years. And it's now a McDonald's.
So I'm assuming to get into Belgium, you went around the National Line.
Honestly.
What?
That it's a McDonald's now.
Yeah. It's even the McDonald's sign is on the outside of the building. There's
Life
a Dunkin' Donuts.
Away.
Yeah, capitalism.
There's a Dunkin' Donuts
no,
and
well,
a Burger King
of
right
like
off
this,
like the main
Jake.
City center.
Think of it like that image of the vast desert, and then you see the single little plant sprouting through the sand. That's what this McDonald's is trying to do.
So I'm assuming to get into Belgium, though, you went around the Maginot Line since you're doing all this German stuff. That's a big brain joke, kids. Look that up on Wikipedia.
Don't do it, children.
It's a trap.
Jake Murphy will lead you astray.
Yeah.
That's literally like high school history, the Maginot Line thing.
Don't do it, children. Jake Murphy burned down his high school, allegedly.
So, yeah. No, it was lovely. Luxembourg is a tiny little place, so just quick in and out there. And then I spent about 2 weeks in Glasgow, which was probably the highlight of my trip, honestly. I had a really great opportunity to start a business venture when I was out there. I was kind of motivated by some of the like experiences that we have here in the States, where like you can have like a live-in experience with a movie. So did a little bit of AI. Thanks, JD, for the inspiration to create some art.
And what do you mean by living experience?
Yeah.
It's like Fast and Furious ride at Universal?
Kind of, but like it's more, it's kind of, you know, like.
Are you talking about like the Harry Potter thing where you can go around Universal with a wand and do magic tricks?
That's exactly what I advertised. Like fully realized landscapes and everything. A fantastical land of candies and chocolates for everyone to experience. Just
that's exactly what you advertised. What do you mean by that?
Yes.
That seems really. That's very specific. What did you do?
There wasn't like a huge budget for what I did. I mean, I was using AI art and kind of like this warehouse kind of thing that I was able to rent pretty cheap. And I got like four actors to help out. But I had advertised perhaps a land of pure imagination.
Did you have...
Isn't that legally trademarked?
It's authorized. Like, it was a huge... Hit. People have been talking about it internationally, okay? Like, it was...
I know.
It's all
the same thing that I'm thinking.
What movie
did you have a hand in that?
The Willy Wonka experience?
Yes. Did you have a hand in that?
Yeah, that I created that.
You did that. You did that.
Yeah, I have a degree in filmmaking. I'm a professional filmmaker. I make videos for my company all day. I've done commercials.
You realize
videos.
That you're about to get sued.
Yeah.
Well, I hope not, because I have a Paddington experience coming up in London here soon also.
Oh, did you please tell me you're stocked up for this one?
Yeah.
I mean, I've got at least one grizzly bear hired.
Like an actual grizzly bear? Or is this like the unknown where you just have someone in a cloak hiding behind a mirror?
Have Shane Photoshop Paddington into fucking places?
Is
that why you wanted me to do that candy stuff?
Thanks for the help, buddy. You're an accomplice.
You asshole!
Don't worry about it. It was a huge hit. Everybody loved it.
No, they did not!
Yeah, they did. They loved it.
Don't worry, Shane. You can probably get Jenkins to defend you in court.
I can defend myself in court.
I have a fantastic track. I have not lost in court yet.
You lost against me!
I'm pretty sure I got everything I wanted.
Hate to give it to him, but there was a settlement, so...
I didn't want him to be embarrassed. I didn't want Shane to look too bad, so I was like, fine, I'll throw the fellow a bone. And so he had to shake all those hands. Ooh, pity him. So I'll let him win.
One of the Oompa Loompas you hired looked like a crackhead off the street.
Okay, in her defense, that was a very unflattering photo. There's other photos of her. She's gave her all. So I will not allow slander of her to commence. Like, she gave her all is a very bad
thing. Made kids cry with the unknown. Like,
okay, the unknown was a crackhead. Was... That one was a crackhead off the street. So
he had talked about that lives in the walls, Jenkins.
Yeah, everyone knows that character from the Willy Wonka films.
No!
Which one?
All of them. He's in all of them. I'm pretty sure
you just made that up.
Who played the unknown in any of these movies?
Yes.
Also, you gave these kids one jelly bean. You only had enough jelly beans, one per child.
Okay. What'd you do? Buy like a bag of jelly beans? And you're like, this is enough.
Okay, first of all, it was only like, I think, 35 quid a person, which is like 70 bucks or whatever. So that doesn't really get you much.
You charged 70 bucks for this?
Roughly. One jelly bean.
I forget
one jelly bean. All they got was a disappointing crackhead in the wall and a fucking jelly bean for $70.
No, there was also there was the wall where they could take their picture next to that sagging banner that I had.
There was also the script that you ran through a ChatGPT that you gave all your performers there.
That's the one. And also technically, like there's the AI art also, which misspelled imagination on one of the signs. So
that's way too on the nose.
Yeah. So that was on me. I should have proofread it. I should have had Shane fix that one also.
What did you type in for the script? Disappointing fucking experience at Willy Wonka's?
The prompt was that it gave you the unknown, the evil chocolatier who lives inside the walls.
I asked for a story of Willy Wonka and his unknown adventures. And then AI was like, we're going to put in. I capitalized unknown on accident. And so I think it thought it was a person.
Was this even officially licensed?
Probably not.
No.
How many people are about to be suing you? Because.
I mean, how many people were at the event?
Hundreds.
Thousands.
Honestly, it's probably just going to be like one class action lawsuit. But like I've already worked out. I was at my Paddington experience. I'm going to bring them all into that. And it's going to just be like one big room. And I'm gonna dress up that grizzly bear. And I'm going to go all out on my honey budget. And just have the kids just pour some honey on their heads. And just have them hang out with the bear for a while. And like I figure the problem will sort itself out.
Well, as long as it's out of the podcast budget, we'll be okay.
I think that's going to be a even bigger fucking problem. Do you not realize?
Why are you doing this?
Well, the Paddington one is to kind of tie up loose ends, if you know what I'm saying, from the Willy Wonka one. So, you know, I wouldn't have to do the Paddington one where I get all these people eaten by a bear. if they just wouldn't complain about the Wonka one. So if they keep on complaining, I'm just going to have to keep on. The Jungle Book one's going to be fucking wild.
The Jungle Book one.
You're just not.
I don't think you're going to have to worry about any of these because you're going to be in jail. That's what's going to end up happening.
Shane, remember you helped with this. We'll be in jail.
Well,
don't drop the soap.
I think we're done talking about your crimes.
Anyway, I feel like the more you two say, the more incriminating it's going to get.
Yeah.
So this moves us along to our next sponsor. This moves us along to our next sponsored segment. Sponsored by Mountain Don't. As you may or may not have heard, there's a new shiny fancy kid on the block. His name is Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and he's scaring all the kids. Tyler, you've had a little bit of time with the Rebirth. This is the second Final Fantasy VII remake, for those who don't know, or didn't play the first one, whatever the fuck they even called that one anymore.
I know you played the first Final Fantasy.
Yeah, but then there was Intergrade, and I never fully understood what that was because I hated the first remake.
Well, I've played probably a couple of hours of it so far. And I would like to say that there is even more side quests than there was in the remake.
That was probably one of the main things that kind of turned me off of the first one was once it was actually doing the story of the original, I thought it was super neat. It was fantastic. But then it would just derail so hard with the most inane. Like, go find these orphans. They're late for school. Where's my cat?
Well, if you didn't like that, you damn sure won't like this. So, I started out a side quest at Calm after doing the story for Nibelheim with Sephiroth, Cloud, and Tifa and all that. Story's told they're about to leave Calm, and lo and behold, I have to go all the way out to the Chocobo farm. Instead of going to the next story, you have to go back to Calm, which is like in itself, like 20 minutes going back to the town itself.
You can't fast travel?
No. Oh, but you can get a Chocobo to go over there.
Okay, that's hot.
So, as you're doing that, you're also collecting data to get different fiends and all that stuff so you can get materials. Long story short, there is so much compiled just on side quests alone to get to the story. And like, I've played two and a half hours of the game, and it seems like I've made barely a dent into the story. So if you're gonna play, it's incredible the outworld, like the not outworld, but like when you're traveling
in the world, overworld.
Yeah, like it's beautiful. It's really nice, but there's a lot of walking, a lot of traveling, and that's as far as I've gotten to it. I mean, all in all, it's pretty cool. It's a lot to take in. I still recommend it. But do play remake before you play it, though.
Yeah, I've heard that they've... Because already I got far enough in the first remake that I was noticing a lot of fairly significant changes there in the story that I'm assuming by the time of the new one, it's going to be even further off of the initial path of original 7.
And you would be right. It kind of sort of is. Don't want to spoil too much of it. Actually, I really can't at this point. But
spoilers for a game that originally came out in the fucking 90s has been remade twice.
No, this is only its first remake.
That you said that there was
well,
a first
it's remake. No, the make, they're the splitting the remake up across multiple games.
Yeah.
So first one covers the whole Midgard portion, which is like basically just Act 1. And then this one carries on until they get introduced into Fortnite.
Man, you remember when games were released completed? Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah, I fucking remember. Or when you didn't pay $70 for a fucking battle pass and a DLC after you spent $70 for an original game.
Thanks, corporate America. I just don't buy those battle passes and most of the time don't play those games.
Bullshit, you fucking play Fortnite.
Which brings me to a great game with a battle pass, Helldivers 2.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about this, too.
I like Helldivers because it keeps politics out of my gaming.
It does. These silly people thinking that this game is a parody of fascism. How could it be? Are you going to tell me Starship Troopers is?
Joke's on me, I guess.
Yeah, joke's on you. But I did hear some interesting news, and we had talked about this last night during our little Fortnite 1 a.m. session we had.
We did so well at.
We almost won, goddammit. But they said the game actually has a game master, and we were all trying to figure out how this works. Because apparently he, according to the producer of this game, apparently just wakes up in the middle of the night and is like, yo, fuck all the Helldivers. I'm going to help the, you know, automatons and fucking makes it harder on everybody.
I don't know. There are times where I feel like I have been specifically bullied, though. Like, one of the first games I ever played, it was a bug mission. And there's these bugs called the Chargers. They're just big old fucking tanks, and you can only hurt them by shooting their butt unless you've got special guns.
Well, did you ever think that maybe you're the reason bullying exists?
I never did.
That's crazy.
I just need you to remember. I'm bigger than you, Jenkins.
My bad. I thought we were the same height this whole time. My apologies.
Fucking confusing.
Let me correct you, bucko.
Now you're taking the child's word.
Really should use my sunglasses for this bit.
Yeah. But anyways, we were just sitting there. I was pretty high, medicated. And I had some beers, and we were sitting there trying to figure out how this guy just wakes up in the middle of the night and is like, yo, fuck you guys.
But he's clearly not doing his
part. I need him to own up to what specifically he does. Because is he just sitting there and just randomly finding a session where it's just like, all right, everyone's running this planet, so I'm just going to spam reinforcement spawns.
Yeah, Joel, that's your name. That's what they said your name was, if you're fucking even real. You need to fucking explain yourself, Joel, and tell us how you're fucking doing this. And I don't even have the game, but I am so, thanks to TikTok and everything else, I'm so intertwined in this interplanetary war. I need to know what the fuck you're doing.
Start doing your part, dickhead.
I'm not doing my part yet. I will.
Not you, him.
No, Shane, start doing your part. You too, Jake.
Yeah.
I'm a content.
Why the fuck are you not spreading the managed flow of democracy?
I'm a conscientious. Was it that Muhammad Ali said to get out of going to Vietnam? I'm a conscientious objector. Ain't no bug never tried to kill me.
And then he said something about, I'll kick your ass, Ric Flair, or whatever he said at Clash of Korea.
Yeah, speaking of Muhammad Ali, did you know that he is DLC for the new 2K24 game?
Yeah, it's funny watching game. People question that, too. Where the fuck is this boxer? And it's like, he's fucking better fit for it than post-goddamn Malone.
You don't talk... We don't no, do fucking post-Malone slander here. You shut the fuck up.
I want post-Malone.
In a fucking wrestling game?
Bad Bunny was in a fucking wrestling game?
Yeah, and I'm still mad about that.
Do you not remember SmackDown, whichever one it was? That
Fred Durst?
And I'm still mad about that.
Because you're a dork.
Couldn't be. You shouldn't be mad about that.
Only nerds could get mad about Fred Durst. What are you, the 1998 Woodstock promoter?
Well, imagine.
But bringing that up, me and my child like to do a general manager mode, and we restarted another one, and he fell on some bad luck, but he picked one of he picked Uncle Howdy, and apparently Uncle Howdy is a superstar. We just never knew.
No, I would piss myself with excitement to see Uncle Howdy as the world champion.
Don't tempt him. He will fucking do it. It was like the last season we had where we went to four or five years. Karrion Kross was the person who carried my show, which was SmackDown.
I'm sorry.
Man.
No, I actually successfully booked him correctly.
Did you?
Yes. He had a feud against Brock Lesnar.
That sounds horrible.
It was great.
Oh, what was it? Was it need more Almas?
No.
Yes.
No one's even drafted him.
He's too big to fit on one roster. What part do you not understand?
Then why is he on the roster?
We just pre-ordered the new.
He spans across all brands. Just wait, he's gonna show up on power.
This is what I fucking need. And 2K, you don't even know about this fucking podcast, but somebody out there probably could get this back. Make GM mode online.
It is.
No, it's not.
I swear it is.
How?
By going online? I don't know. I never did it, but I swear it was an option anytime I did GM mode.
No, the fuck it wasn't. Because if it was, we'd already be fucking doing it.
No, because you have the fucking Xbox Series Xbox.
You also say we as if there's not up to six hosts of this show and there's only three brands, so it wouldn't work.
No, there's not.
Wrong. NXT UK is about to dog walk your shit, brother.
All the way from the land of non-existence.
Damn straight. That's how you know it's a tough loss, when you lose to fucking Johnny Saint-led NXT UK with my NXT UK champion, Tyler Breeze.
I am excited for the new game, though, because they're bringing back casket matches.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
When's the last time they ever had casket matches?
The last time they had one, I want to say, was like before it switched to the...
No. I mean, for real, like in the Fed. When's the last fucking time they had a casket?
Well, they're doing 40 years of WrestleMania, so I'm assuming one of those matches is going to be...
Yeah, they got to include the Fandango Chris Jericho casket match.
There you go.
Now, is this going to be like a regular casket match, or will it be a Christmas tree casket match?
This will be a regular casket match, but they also brought in ambulance matches too, which will be fun.
I remember those from SmackDown.
What about Ja Rule?
Didn't they say Muda was DLC for this?
Yeah, they're fucking not putting him out until November.
Take time. That's what I want you to do.
Yeah.
You know this game's going to be glitchy as fuck.
Hey, Will.
Hey, what?
I figured you would put Flash Morgan Webster as your champion at the NXT UK. It seems like he would be your guy.
You have to hold down my tag division because Subculture is too good at that.
Nah, he would have just made it Dolph Ziggler.
No, Dolph Ziggler gets taken out of the roster pool.
It's his favorite wrestler.
Well, technically, never mind. Dolph Ziggler's the fucking champion in New Japan. I was going to say, wouldn't he be open for our draft? The Territory Wars Season 2, which the season finale came out last week.
Shouldn't be allowed. If you're wrestling on multiple TV shows, then that's a DQ.
You're not really an indie guy if you're doing that.
Exactly. And you've got New Japan's new number 2 or 3 or 4 belt. It's a belt. It looks cool.
It's the participation trophy belt. That's why they gave it to Ziggler Puff.
I don't know that David Finlay and Nemeth is a fun start. But you know what is a fun start?
What?
Dragon's Dogma 2.
Never heard of it.
Y'all never played Dragon's Dogma 1 back in the day?
No.
It came out like 10 years ago. It was a Capcom RPG.
You act like I play Capcom RPGs.
You fucking love Capcom RPGs. You literally have a prop from one of Capcom's biggest games on your wall right now.
That Captain America shield.
Made famous from Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
I like Marvel vs. Capcom. And it's not a fucking RPG. That is a fighting game.
If you get super into it.
Yeah.
And you pretend it's what you're doing. If you roleplay, that's real.
Actually, that's fair, because I've seen Tyler get very into that game at a cabinet.
Yeah. Hey, that game was the fucking... That was I owned that game on PS2.
Fun
and
fact.
And I'm sad I never got rid of it.
Fun fact, Tyler set an NFL record with the punt distance of a small child playing that one time I saw. The kid was spamming some shit, and Tyler just punted him. He went about 75 yards.
Well, he shouldn't have pulled his shit way he did. Oh, so my son, my oldest son, Aiden, decided he wanted to challenge me at Mortal Kombat 2 one time.
Never play against Tyler at Mortal Kombat 2.
And he went on to say, yeah, I could take you on any game. I was like, okay, well, there's a cabinet over there called Mortal Kombat 2. At first, he's like, what's a cabinet? I was like, okay, so he's too young to know that. So I introduced him, and he found out.
You know what game you can beat Tyler at? Injustice.
I could beat the brakes off his ass in Injustice.
Yeah, but Jane beating Tyler DDR.
I'm still took away from this whole thing, Tyler being a fucking DDR master. Like,
that's fantastic.
I need to see this in real life.
I would pay money to watch him play DDR.
Dude, I would pay good money to watch that.
He's so good.
Not today's age, guys. Not today's age.
I'm going to go on eBay now, and I'm going to order the Dance Dance pad that was on the PlayStation 2 or whatever. And
those are horrible.
And I'm going to watch
them all over the place. Like, those are dangerous as fuck.
No, we got to do it on a skating rink somewhere.
Yeah, you got to do it on an actual cabinet, or it doesn't work.
I'm trying to think of where there's one near. I think Dave and Buster's has one.
Oh,
maybe.
Oh shit.
So whenever we go to a baseball game, we should go to Dave and Buster's so I can watch Tyler play DDR. There you go.
Get the EMS.
I challenge you to DDR.
Get the doctor.
I bet I could beat you.
Okay. You fucking throw yourself around still, Tyler. Don't give me that bullshit. Oh, my body this, oh, body that. Buddy, you fucking take suplexes.
No,
you can do a little DDR.
No, yeah, he's trying to pull some Fetch Me Lucille shit.
I'll bring you some of that good. I'll bring you some good stuff. You can get loosened up, and then we'll have a couple of drinks, and you can play DDR.
If you pay for it, I'll do it.
There might be a DDR game at the Chattanooga Choo Choo also.
DDR on a moving train. You're on, Tyler.
Ball's in your court, bitch.
I'll see you there.
Ah, so this is like the King of the Road match in WCW with Blacktop Bully and Dustin Rhodes.
Yes, but with way more crime.
Double check next time I'm over there, and like, if it is, like, we're planning a whole day, y'all.
Well, I told Jake and them that I wanted to come up and watch a Lookouts game.
Yeah.
So we can.
I wouldn't even be opposed to going up there and going to a fucking Smokies game.
You know, I've never been to a Smokies game. I'd love to do that.
I love their park.
I oppose that. I'm not particularly big on watching Bears play baseball.
Well, you're missing out.
Well, how about this? I'll come up there for one, and then I'll go with you guys the one to Smokies.
I'll meet y'all after the Lookouts game, because I've only gone to 3 games at that shitty stadium, and I don't plan on making it another one.
I thought they were rebuilding the state. Whatever happened there?
They are.
They're working on it still.
I'm hoping
it's a little brownfield that they're converting into high-end shopping and entertainment district.
Yeah, there's a bunch of legal who's a fudge that they got to go through to get the rights to fucking tear down some shit they're not using to build a fucking park. And then they're just going to fucking tear the old one down and make it fucking overpriced condos. Apartments.
Yeah, I think whenever they build the new one down here, because Smokies are moving back to Knoxville, I think the Indians are going to tear the stadium down and put a casino up there.
I mean, I think we should also perhaps go to Huntsville and watch the Trash Pandas play.
No, if I want to go anywhere, if there's any game that I want to see really, really bad, is a Savannah Bananas game. I want to go to a Bananas game so fucking bad that I can't fucking stand it.
Same.
Because I fucking love that goofy-ass shit. Like, going and watching the Globetrotters play is fucking great.
Yes.
It's the most entertaining.
Like, even if you don't like basketball, going to a Globetrotters game is the most entertaining shit ever.
I raise you this. Have you ever been to Boxing for Boobies at TWE?
No.
No, I haven't.
Far more entertaining than any other athletic spectacle could ever dream of. Honestly, probably even the Olympics.
I think that has less to do with the actual event going on and
absolutely has to do with the event itself. It is spectacle of the highest fucking degree. Well, you ever seen a man fight in blue jeans and cowboy boots for a boxing match and get so blown up you're worried he's gonna die a minute in? And yeah, the ref is like, give him a minute. And so the first round, which was supposed to be 5 minutes, ends up becoming 15.
Yeah. It was a bunch of motherfuckers that didn't know how to box.
Wrong. One person knew how to box.
Butterbean.
They got this one girl to come out and beat the brakes off of some. I'm assuming it was probably some girl that worked at the same restaurant as her. And she did not know how to fight. And this girl clearly actually did box. And lit her the fuck up. It was beautiful.
It's kind of like when the YouTubers box.
No, this was way better. Because when the YouTubers do it, it's mostly just depressing. Because they're all doing it because they're desperately clinging on to fame and relevancy and want money.
Kind of
whereas
like
this is...
It's more like when Uwe Boll boxed all those critics.
Kind of. This is more like whenever you're trying to go to a concert that's like way out of town and you're trying to find a parking lot and you pull up to a lot and then a dude comes up and is like, oh, you got to pay me. I own this lot. Trust me, pay me. Otherwise, they'll boot your car. And then you walk up and see another dude start hustling him and being like, no, actually, I own this lot. Give me your money. Otherwise, I'm going to tell the cops you're scamming these people. It's kind of like that. It's just watching nature unfold before you. It helps you remember the beauty in life.
Well, guys, I think it's time for a little bit of life advice.
I hope it's good.
This one is good. And I actually forgot about this, and I've done it several times. You ever get a big ticket item and have it for a little bit, and then it breaks unexpectedly?
A PS2 DDR pad, yes.
Yes. Well, here's a little life advice. Go buy a new one, and then come back and put the broken one in the new box, and then take it back. So you basically get it for free.
Don't tell people to do that.
That's the life advice. I've done it several times.
I returned an auxiliary cord to Walmart for like 10 years straight. And just always got it replaced with the same one.
Here's a little bonus advice. If you get a case of water, don't scan the barcode on top. Just scan the barcode on the bottle of water and you get the case of water for 50 cents.
Okay, maybe that, but don't do the other one.
It's not going to hurt them. They're multi-million dollar capitalists.
No, but it fucks with people that work there.
Shane, you're wrong. They're multi-billionaire capitalists.
Thank hey, you. When they tell me that I have to eat cereal for dinner because groceries are too high,
it's a great substitute. And it's totally not because he's trying to drive up cereal profits.
Because no one can afford actual food.
Well, see, but you're more fucking over the people that work there than the people that own the fucking place. Because who the fuck do you think they're taking money from when their fucking sales go down? The people that are working hourly.
Jeffrey Bezos. That's not true,
because most of the places are now bringing back cashiers. Dollar General has basically closed down all the self-checkouts whenever I go now, and you have to go to one person. Because it turns out people steal stuff if you're not watching them.
Imagine that.
That's so crazy.
That's why I used it when I worked at Walmart in the automotive section. I sometimes would put a sign
Someone would steal cars?
No. I would put a sign up at the register that said, if you plan on shoplifting, please let us know.
Clerks.
Yeah.
Well.
And my friend that was the manager would yell at me about that.
Well, I guess you could take my life advice or the other life advice, whichever one works. Jake has a issue with part of it. The other one, he doesn't.
Well, I used to work in retail, dude. Don't fuck over the poor people that are making $9 an hour.
Well, Jake, what do they need to do since they can't take their broken shit back and get more?
if it's actually broken, yes, take it back. But if it's not, don't fucking do that. And bring me money.